Continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel, we are on Dav Samech Dalet 64. We are on Ot Chaf Dalet in, again, Binyan Ariel. Orot HaPeh Nikraim Akudim Shem Asar Orot Kshurim Toch Keli Echad. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're moving along in the Hishtalshalut, in the progression of the building of the worlds. The next world we'll be talking about now is the world of the pit. World of the pit. Sounds unusual to call world pit, mouth, but that's the name of it. Why? Because it is the lights which are coming out from the pit of Adam Kadmon. And due to that situation that the pit is coming out, it creates a world. Again, these are all really one world, meaning like this. We're interested in building the world of Atzilut. That's where our work is going to be done, our Avodat Hashem. So to get to that, you're going to have some preliminary stages, some informal worlds are going to have to be built before that. So we're going to have the world of the Oznayim, the world of the Chotem, the world of the Peh, and then which creates the world of Akudim, which is going to world, which can build the world of Nikudim and Brudim. And then finally, that's going to finally solidify into what we call the world of Atzilut. So it's really all build-ups to the world of Atzilut. Then from the world of Atzilut, is going to be created another three worlds called the world of Bria, the world of Yitzira, and the world of Asiya. So those are the what we're focusing on. So when we speak about these spiritual worlds, we really miss out all these intermediary stages of the Ozen, Chotem, Peh, Akudim, Nikudim, Berudim. All those stages we do miss out. We're rather, when we count them out, we say there's five general worlds. We call them as Adam Kadmon, which is the first one we've been speaking about for the past few weeks. And then we have what's called the world of Atzilut. Again, skipping all the intermediary stages here. And then we go into Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. So those are the five worlds. Okay, so let's investigate it now, the world of Pim. Olam HaPim. Hine. Orot HaYotzim Min HaPim Da'ah Kanal Lihiyotam Yotzim Memutzi Echad. Memutzi Echad. Now, we saw, this is going to be a different type of world than we've seen the two previous worlds. The two previous worlds, we're talking about the worlds, the Orot, the Ashpa, which was coming out from the Oznayim. And we saw the world, the Orot, which is coming out from the Chotem. Now, in both of those cases, and this is the fundamental difference between those two worlds and the world we're learning now about the Olam HaPeh, is that the lights coming out from the right side and the left side, either the right and left ear or the right and left nostril, which is the part and parcel of the Chotem, they did not touch. The lights did not touch. The right did not touch. Come close to the left hand side. They came close, but they did not touch. Masha Enkin, the world of Peh, they did touch. Manafkamina, whether they came into contact with one another or not. Nafkamina would be the Asiyas Keli. Is there a formation of a formal Keli or not? Because we know the way one forms kalims is through what we call tzimtzum. That's one way we can call it, or we can call it the Riza calls it the end of at the beginning of Shatanta. He calls it the inner of batasha, being banging into one side, hits into the other side, creating what's called the kalim. And the Leshem explains how that goes. I don't want to go into depth right now, but he explains exactly what's along this, how exactly a keli is produced by the fact that these two orot, the right side and the left side, bang into each other. He goes in very, very interesting. A few pages, but it's very, very yesoidistic. Because he really has to steal, because we find in Sha'akudim that the Rav tells us that the way the Asiyas Kelim is by through Or Chozer. Those who've learned the Sha'arim over there, they learn that it's through the histalkus of the Or going back into the pit, as we'll learn later on. The histalkus of the Or going back into the pit, leaving the Or dark outside, mimele, that solidifies the Kelim. Masha Ein Kein, says the Leshem, we find other places, that it's through Habatosha, through the banging of the two olds. And then he goes through a whole lomdis, how they are two of the same things. The exact same thing is happening through either the siluk of the oil or through the batosha. I call upon him. Here, the world of the pair, what's happening over here, you have the right hand, the left side of the oil banging into each other. That's the batosha. And through the batosha is the havias kelim, it's called. The creation of the kelim. And what is the kelim? The kelim is all the world which is going to be underneath this world of the olam hapeh. And that's what is the tafkid and the tachlis of all of this, is to create the lower world, and more precise, to create us. And we are kelim. We are, but essence, we are kelim. We are neshamas and kelim. Okay, so let's continue. So let's start again. Hine, ha'ol to yotzi min hapeh da'ah, kanal liyot yotzi min mutzah echad, l'chein min chaburim b'chinat eses sfirot or makifim, eses sfirot or penim, because we know from the right hand side is always the or makifim. From the left hand side, who's coming out, is always the or penim. Omebatishatan v'hakatan zevetzeh nora keli echad. That's the chiddush we find here in this world, that we're going to find a formal asiyah of a keli. Arishon b'mitziut is the first one that comes into being. Lehalbish is the orot shel peh, which is going to be a source of a housing for the olam hapeh. V'keli zeh v'orot mimalbishim bo nikraim olam akudim. Olam akudim. V'keli zeh ve'orot amitlabishim bo nikraim olam akudim. Okay, so it's again, it's called, this is going to be developed, the orot which come out from the pay is going to be what we call the olam akudim. Again, these are stepping stones to get to the real world, which were real world. These are all real worlds, but you get finally to the culmination of what we call the world of Atzilut. Now, why is it called Akudim? Now, what's happening over here is that we have a very interesting situation where really what we always have is that we can really summarize Chochmas Emes, you're analyzing the Keli and the All. The Keli and the All. That's those two things that we have to always focus on. So over here in this particular case, what we're having is that you're going to have 10 orot in one keli. Again, the same structures that your keli and or, but in this particular case, you're going to have 10 orot into one keli. That is what's called akudim. Akedat Yitzchak is the akuds to bound. So all these orot which are going to come out from the peh are going to file into one big keli. That's the olam akudim. Again, I'll read that again. Atam, mipnei shem asara orot akudim kshurim b'toch keli echad ve'einam asara kelim pratiim kenege kol echad me'asara orot. We don't have 10 specific kelim kenege the 10 orot. Kemo sheyach hakar ba'olam hanekudim shekol olam ato nas echad olam akudim. Ma she'en k'in the next world, we'll see what's called the world of anekudim. We're going to come. We're going to see that every all has its own distinct and designated keli which it goes into. Bevada eno ke giloi sheyeh achar kar ba'olam habrudim sholam atikon kasher nivra bezat Hashem. So it's far from behemshach. Bevada, it's very, very far from what we're going to see later on. But right now, this is only in the preliminary stages. Okay, let's continue on od chaf. Hey, have them ben keli echa leben asara kelim, or ben asara kelim leben apcha partzufim le'in and gilosh and sof baruch hu she'al yadam. Okay, basically we're going to get more information about this in the end of the olam hapeh. Chav hey, od chav hey, on page again, we're still page in Samach Dalet. Vini. Kan tzrichi anu livarer ma'o pirush kelicha. What does it mean exactly, kelicha? By the way, the Kerem Shlomo over here in Shah Akudim, he asks, how can that be that you can have 10 individual orot in one keli? if there's no separation between the olot, why they're not filing? Why they're not becoming one big all, and thereby losing their identity, and therefore they are no longer called 10 olot, but rather one big all. And that's not the purpose, because we want 10 individual olot in 10 individual kelim, which will eventually happen. But he asked on the Havamina right now, not the Havamina, in this intermediary stage that 10 lights go into one Kali. Why don't they form one big light? So he says that it's true that we call them, it's one big Kali, but nevertheless, there are 9 separations between the kelim, like a mechitzas, 10 temporary mechitzas, which will later develop into the kelim, that enables the light to stay separate one from another and not to form one big ball of light. That's what he says. So let's continue. Here, what's pshat in kelicha? What does that mean, 10 kelim? What do we get more than making from these 10 kelim a parsuf? What would we gain from that? והנה, שכבר ביארנו לאל ועוד י' ג' שתכלת כוונת מעציב בריאת העולם היה כדי שהגילה את רצונו מבחינת הקורות, הנגעתו, את התחתונים. We already explained early on the Otyud Gimel, says the author, that the whole tafkid of all this whole exercise was in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal his great hanhaga, his great kochot, his hanhaga, to the tachtonim, to us. In order for us to be visible, in order for the light to be visible, in order to notice the light, God will create all these creations. Kedesh yasigo et sod yichudo, in order to understand his great oneness. It's sort of a paradox because he has to create multiple the opposite of yichud to recognize the yichud. Interesting. In order to recognize who said the world, who created the world. Generally, we can summarize there's four main levels of revelations in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. There's one which is the highest, which is so far from us we can't understand. We have another one which is a saga klali, which is general understanding. We know there's something up there, but we don't know what it is exactly. We can't define the process. There's a lower level called the shlishit sheyesh lanu ba ba'asagat mifuretet, something which is much more in detail. Really, sheyesh lanu ba'asagat mifuretet v'agam mivureret v'kol prateya b'dikdu grav kemo shenivar v'samoch. So he's nice to explain to these four stages. V'hine, orot ozen v'chotem v'kol ha'b'chinot shvehem l'mala kol ha'adam ha'kadmon v'atzmo ein lanu ba'em asagat v'lachein hem me'asug ha'rishon. So the first level is anything above the Olam HaPeh, from the Chotim in the Uznaim upwards, and the Gulgalta of the Ak, those are not recognized. We don't understand the processes. We don't understand we don't have a connection to them enough to make any sense of what we can learn from there, and how we can get up to them, and how we can connect to them. That's the first. That's first level. Shamalnu she'ein orot the ozen v'chopen keli. So no matter she'ein la'em asaga keli b'hem. Meaning, how do you recognize something? Again, we've said this many times. When there is a surrounding or background in order to for us to understand and see this contrast, and for the contrast to come out to us in order for us to understand it. Meaning that if everything is painted white on white, the painting that you're trying to paint won't come out, nobody will see it. But rather you have to paint on a white canvas, you have to paint some other colors, and those colors will stick out. So before all this period happened, everything was all and soft. It was infinity. There was nothing recognizable. It's only when he created constraints and borders, that we can start now making sense of the anhaga of these midot, pasufim, sfirot, we can therefore can recognize Hashem as He is. Now, so everything above the everything above the pe, that is not recognizable. There's no borders there. Everything looks to us as if it's infinity. Can't make sense out of that. Then he says, "Avala ol the pe on page now samach hey 65 at the top. Avala ol the pe. Excuse me. Yesh lanu ve'em asaga klalit. We have a general understanding." Not in specifics, but we have a general understanding of what's going on in the pe. Avala mifuretet mivureret. V'chein ba'em amru shenatze keli echal lehalbish la'asara orot shel pe. V'chein ba'em amru, we say that the keli itself goes inside, is inside of it, is the, as the 10 orot of the pe inside of it. V'haynu, eyod yesh ba'em keli, now the fact that we've developed a keli now in the world here of the pe, v'chein ha'kol parim yesh ba'em hagbala in order for us to now start to understand them a little bit. אבל עדיין אינו מתגלי בבחינת עשרה כוחות הנהגה מסוימים. But nevertheless, we can't get into specifics here because we don't know. It's all one big keli, and there are many, many things happening there. Again, there's no separation. There's no 10 keli. There's only one keli and 10 orot. באופן שלא תוכל הנהגת הכתר להתגלות באמצעות הכלי מיוחד לכתר והנהגת החוכמה תתגלה באמצעות כלי מיוחד לחוכמה וכן כולם. Therefore they don't have the possibility yet, the facilities, the orot of keter chokhmah bina don't have the facility in order to reveal themselves because there's no keli there for them. There's only one big keli. Therefore, you see no differentiation. Therefore, you cannot define any details. Ela kol asara esa anagot mitgalot der keli echad bevad mechein ayu mitgalot bevchinat eser anagot klalot meuravet yachad ve'eino nikarot kol achad be'ovem yuchad v'pchati la'atzmo. Nothing is distinguishable. לכן, בדרך משל אמרו שהקלי, דה העולם הקודים, הם כמו קלי של השנתות, שיש להם מקום לחניית כל עשרה אורות, אבל כוח ההגבלה של הקלי הוא אחד בלבב, לכן, אין מאפשר לכל האור לראות את כוחות בחינת פחתות המצאות כאילו מיוחד לאותו הנהגה מיוחדת, אבל סוף סוף יש כאן כאילו אחד גמור, ולכן אורות מקודים מושגים של התחתורים מושגים על התחתורים על כל פנים בדרך כללית ונעלמת מאוד, אבל כל המדרגות שבהם לפני העולם הנקודים אין בהם שום גילוי על התחתורים, כי אין בהם כאילו שהם מייחס לדאגה הגבלה הצריכה כדי שיוכלו לתחתנו להשיגם. So anything, again he's just repeating himself over and over again, what's happening is that anything above the anything above the pit, there's no keli, and therefore obviously that is not a conceivable mashing, and over here is conceivable a little bit. We have a keli, but therefore we don't have 10 keli, therefore we just have general understanding. Then we have the world of Nikudim coming out. Finally, when the world of Nikudim comes out, we'll see how that develops later on. We'll see that there are going to be 10 individual kelim for every single 10, all the 10 lights. And therefore, since they're going to be halabasha on the 10 orot, halabasha always means tikkun. Remember that, it's very important. The Rav says in Shalit, the Mochim, and other places, Shanikudim, Perik Tet, I think, that this sword of tikkun, the secrets of rectification, is through the inyan of halabasha. As we explained, because then you have a gilu, you have an understanding, and that puts everything into place. As Mimela, when we get finally into the world of Nikudim, Nikudim, not Akudim, very similar words, which is the world of spots, you can call it roughly, because they're immature Sfirot coming up and they name the Ak. At that point, you have some details. Excuse me. So again, ולכן הנגן מגלים את דאקו ואומר שכל כל אחד מהם מוציא לפעול הנגן מיוחד באותו ספירה. Now each ספירה would now be able to reveal itself in a different way. That means we'll have הנהגת אב חסד, הנהגת אב גבוה, הנהגת התפארת, נצחות. Each one will now be able to express themselves because now they have the כלים. וכל אחד מהם מוציא לפעול מיוחדת. ולכן התחתון אם היו יכולים להשיג דרכם עשרה מיני הנהגת מיוחדים מסוימים כל אחד בפני עצמו. And therefore, nafka mid will be that the tachtoni would now be able to relate to them because now we can understand because they're starting to reveal themselves. After the world of הנקודים, נעשה עולם הברודים, הוא נקרא עולם התיקון ועולם הצילות. בואו נעשה מעשר הספירות חמישה פרצופים כמו שבר לאל ונקרא ערך הפיים אבא ואמא זעמפים ונופלת זעמפים. So we're going to see later on the world of Nikudim. From the world of Nikudim, it's going to produce the world of Birudim. And from the world of Birudim, we're going to produce the world which is called the Atzilut. And there we're going to find the five Patsufim, which are Abba V'Arachampin, Abba V'Ima, Zeampin, V'Nufa, De'Azeampin. As we'll explain later on more in detail. V'ini, המושג של כלי פרטי לכל ספירה לאומת, המושג של הפרצוף. What is the difference between the הכלי and הפרצוף? So we're turning over the page on Samach Vav now. Page 66. הוא, כי כלי רצה לומר, what's it, כלי? It's a כוח הגבלת מסוים. That is the akeli is defined by a strength which restrains. Hamagbil et haor umeasher umeasher bo asaga. It holds back the light and therefore is able to express a anhaga, a way of being. אבל אין גילוי זה מבורר עדיין לכל פרטיו. Again, it's not specific, only in general. אלא הוא גילוי כללי בלבד, אבל בעולם התיקון, גילוי נעשה בפחתות, פחתי פחתות, ממש again, later on the world of rectification, we're going to see there's a lot of definition there, a lot of information, a lot of specific information that we can draw from. ומטעם לזה, ששם נתלה בשביל אורות בתוך הפרצופים. כל פרצוף בקשר לעצי ספירו בשיעור קומה אחד שלם שיש בו פרטים בכנות רבות שערות ככבת מעצח עיניים אוזן חותם פה דיקנה רנגרון וידיים גוף רגליים אמר באתרה בהיות כל אור מתלבש בעבר פרטי הפרצוף כפי בחינתו הנגלתו לכן כל אור נתגלה ותחתונים נתראה בגילוי שלם מפורטת מפוררת. So the difference between a keli and a parts of the keli is just a general limitation of the light, limiting able there we are now able then to focus on the light and define the light and understand the light, not in detail, only in general. Mashi Ankin Patsuf is a conglomeration of 10 Sfirot and 10 different Kalim all put together working as a one unit, and therefore there are a lot of details which, as we just explained, a lot of details which we're able to extract. For example, we have the Adam Kadmon is considered to be Kalim, and then he has Yadayim, Reglayim, he has a right arm, left arm, which represents Chesed, which is kindness. We have left, which represents Deen, which represents strict justice. We therefore can define and have relative and haggas of Kadosh Baruch Hu to make sense of the way it's run. Bi'ur. Now let's get more detailed. Ki keli aguf evarav bifnei atzmo. When we talk about the keli aguf and the evarav, the limbs of a person, ein b'hem shum yicholot b'luftol ela machamaz v'neshama shpoelet b'hem chayot nikraim mevor. It's impossible for you to be able to move and use your limbs unless it is not already pre-programmed in what's called yineshama. Yineshama is what instills and gives you your identity, which is called in English consciousness. Ubirur ki ubarur ki abineshama kolelim כל מיני וסוגי כוחות המתגלים ויוצאים לפעול על ידי האיברים שבהם קל אליהם. And they're able to yotze poel, everything that you have deep in your subconscious is able to come out and therefore relive and react this. באופן שמוכח, זה מוכח הוא כוח הריע בנשמה יוצא לפעול באמצעות דברי העיניים. Therefore, it goes as far as our what we call the material senses. Our five senses. What are our five senses? We mentioned this last time. Our five senses, it's not just the fact that they are five senses, but where do they stem from? Where do they emanate from? They emanate from, again, Yeshama. Yeshama is the source of all things. So through the Yeshama, you have a koach ria, which comes out, as we see over here, from the Enayim. And that creates what we call sight. That is exactly what creates sight. It's a spiritual entity which comes out, spiritual life which comes out from your inner sense, inner being called your neshama, coming out from your sockets in your face, which is your eyeballs, and that which creates light. That is the koach of seeing. Same thing with koach shmiya. Yotzei lifol b'emtzaot oznayim. Same thing. Yeshama permutates and distills what's called the light of the oznayim, and that creates what's called hearing. Koach ria. Same thing. Lifol b'emtzaot chotem. And koach dibor. Yotzei lifol azepi. And the power of speech comes out from the lights come from it emanating from your neshama, coming out from your neshama into your mouth, and that creates a koach pe, which is your faculty of speech. The koach asiya the yotzei lifol ani daim guf, and also your sense of sense and sense of movement, moving your evarim, your daim guf. Koach halicha, walking, yotzei lifol b'emtzaut raglaim. Koach zivug, holada, toldot, yotzei lifol ani de amar ve'atara. Also able to mizavik and create further generations. That is also a koach, spiritual koach. Reproduction. Vlachein muvam me'atah ofen gilui prateh b'chinot hanagah musagim elenu b'emtzaut pratzufim ba'olam ha'atzilut. Therefore, you see clearly that the complexity of a person. The more complex the entity, the more detail you can extract, and therefore the more information and the more connection you can have with that thing. The fact that there's so many different, there's 248 gidim, 365 gidim, and each one of them are extremely pertinent and important in order to make the world what it is, because if not, it wouldn't be there. But often mugdar misuyam b'chinat ayin roa, in order to make the eye see, ozen shomat, the ear to hear, af mereach, and the nose to smell, v'pei medaber, v'dinim ose, v'yadayim osot, and the hands do, the reglaim holchot, and the feet walk. V'zu tachlit agilui shel prati anagot shel abori, mitgalim et atachtonim le'anigam b'derek prati pratit, v'digdug rav ve'atzum le'afli, and that is the whole purpose of this. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to create this detailed entity called Atam Kadmon, all these olamot, and finally the person, in order to megale his koach, in order for us to attach to it. Okay, very good. So we're going to continue next time. We'll stop here. We'll continue next time we meet.